Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating preoperative history and physical on patient Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, first name Roberto, R-O-B-E-R-T-A, date of birth 03-12-1952, date of evaluation 01-18-2013, referring physician is Dr. Warren Strudwick, patient's address 603 Mission Street, number 7, Dilley City, 94014. Source of information, patient. The chief complaint, the patient is a 60-year-old African-American female who is seen preoperatively, period. The patient, the HPI, the patient is known to have history of a fall dating to approximately 2009, at which time she injured the left knee, period. She subsequently required total knee replacement in 2010, period. She experienced a second fall while at work in 2011. At that time, she fell on her right side with resultant injury to the lower back and right knee, period. She was evaluated by workman's comp doctor and subsequently by Dr. Sonia Bell and Dr. Warren Strudwick, period. It was determined that the patient required a right total knee replacement. Approximately 3 months ago, she was noted to have increasing shortness of breath, and she was evaluated at Kaiser facility. She stated that there was no new diagnosis, but she was known to have asthma, period. She denies any episodes of chest pain or palpitations, period. Her past medical history includes 1, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number asthma, past surgical history, left total knee replacement, next number removal of debris, left knee, 2012, period. Medications, lisinopril/hydrochlorothiazide, 20/12.5, one daily. Metformin, 500 milligrams, take 2 daily. Atorvastatin, 80 milligrams, half daily. Tramadol, 50 milligrams, take 1 to 2 Q6 hours. Hydrocodone, 10/325, one TID. Voltaren gel, 10% apply TID, fluticasone, F-L-U-T-I-C-A-S-O-N-E, 50 micrograms, one inhalation BID, tizanidine, 40 milligrams, one TID, lidoderm patch, 5%, apply Q12, calcium plus D, 600 milligrams, take 2 daily. B, allergies, codeine, family history, mother died with brain aneurysm, father died with cirrhosis, grandfather had diabetes, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, she notes occasional alcohol use, there is no drug use. The review of systems, constitutional, she has had fatigue and sweats, however no recent weight loss. Skin is unremarkable, H-E-E-N-T, she wears glasses, ears normal, nose normal. Oral cavity, she has dentures. Respiratory, she has history of asthma. Cardiac is unremarkable. Gastrointestinal, she has indigestion. Genitourinary, she has no frequency, urgency, or dysuria. The obstetric, she has had 3 pregnancies, 3 live births, and no abortions. neurologic, unremarkable, endocrine, unremarkable, remainder of the 12-point review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 131 over 81, pulse of 86, respiratory rate of 20, height 64 inches, weight 241 pounds. In general, she is a moderately obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT, head is atraumatic normocephalic, pupil equal round, reactive to light and accommodation. Sclera is clear, extraocular muscles are intact, neck supple, no adenopathy, there is no thyroidomegaly present. The oral cavity, she has dentures. The neck is supple. Respiratory, chest demonstrates normal excursion. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm, with normal S1 and S2. There is no S3 or S4. There is no increased jugular venous distension present. The GI, bowel sounds are normally active. No masses or tenderness noted. No organomegaly is present. Back, no causal vertebral angle tenderness is noted. Extremities, demonstrates no cyanosis, clubbing, or edema. Neuro is grossly unremarkable. No focal abnormality is noted. Musculoskeletal, the left knee demonstrates moderate effusion. There is mild, moderate tenderness noted. Right knee reveals moderate crepitus and moderate tenderness to be present. The patient was referred for EKG. The EKG demonstrated a sinus rhythm of 73 beats per minute. There was a non-specific ST elevation. The findings were suggestive of pericarditis. Given her abnormal EKG and dyspnea on exertion, she was referred for echocardiogram. The echocardiogram revealed normal left ventricular function with ejection fraction of 65%. There was no segmental wall motion abnormality, period. There was evidence of diastolic dysfunction with abnormal relaxation, period. Aortic valve was slightly sclerotic, but there is no aortic stenosis, period. There is trivial pulmonic insufficiency. There is mild mitral regurgitation. There is mild tricuspid regurgitation. The estimated PA pressure systolic is 26 millimeters of mercury. The IVC was noted to demonstrate normal respiratory variation. Impression, this is a 60-year-old female with history of fall who is felt to require surgery to include right total knee replacement, period. She had given history of dyspnea and further gave history of asthma, period. Echocardiogram revealed normal left ventricular function without segmental wall motion abnormality, period. She has no evidence of pericardial effusion or other pertinent findings. The patient is therefore medically cleared for her procedure. Recommendation may proceed as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.